There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You noticed a back and forth with Barry and Jeff Shedell?
Oh, yeah. This was great. I heard it on the afternoon show yesterday. They played it. Jonathan and Nick kind of went in on this. And we love when Jeff Shedell gets the chance to get in there at a press conference. Not just one question. Shedell, I think, his experience as a trusted reporter in Northeast Ohio for so many years, I think it should be obligatory at this point. Shedell gets follow-ups. Shedell should have the Shedell follow-up from here on out. I think, Kenny, because
he's having a great season.
I like how Shedell. He digs and prods, and I feel like he's always fair. I don't think Jeff comes in with an agenda.
I've already got it. Seconds with Shedell, and he just gets seconds.
Why don't we have Shedell on? Why don't we have him on?
He's a Baskin Phelps have him.
Oh, come on.
Well, we're going to war.
We're going to war.
We're going to war.
We're going to war with the Midday Thought Partners, Baskin and Phelps.
I got one guest from them. I'm not fighting for another. You can just play Shedell's clips from Baskin and Phelps on this show if you want to.
I think he's worth more than just playing clips. We're going to war with him. But here's a clip from yesterday.
Yeah, he is playing, and this is not a second guess. I want to be educated. Why did you push that Deshaun money back, you know, 10 bucks per year when you were under the cap, you know what I'm saying? So can you explain that?
It's a great question, Jeff. I think you know me well enough that I don't talk about those issues, you know, in this setting. I do understand that it's an authentic question and it's a good one. I just, you know, I have a longstanding policy where I don't talk about contractual matters in this setting.
All of Shedell's questions are authentic.
I think
that's
you
what
have
we
a longstanding policy.
It.
I think everybody in America has basically had a longstanding policy on not talking about contractual obligations.
A longstanding policy of stealing Jeff Shedell from the Midday.
We've had it for many years.
It was like a
rip
movie.
Him away from them.
I'm not second guessing. I'd just like to be educated here. God, Jeff's. I gotta text Jeff. That's the best.
I do love when somebody asks, "Hey, I'm just trying to get educated." That's very Columbo-esque for our older listeners who remembers that terrific show back in the day. If you start out any sentence where you are asking questions, you say, "I just want to be educated." Do you really want to be educated, or are you being a jerk?
I want to be educated.
With Jeff, I think he really wants to be educated. But if I said it. Nah. If I said, hey, Rodney McLeod, you guys were dancing after that big second down stop in the first quarter of a game. You end up losing. I just want to be educated. How much time did you guys spend on the second down dance? Am I trying to get educated or am I being a jerk? I think I know what you guys would say about that.
I want to be educated.
It always does turn into like when people say something on like the internet, like you better educate yourself.
Yes.
It's a very nasty thing
along
to
with
say
do
to
your
somebody.
Own research, right?
Yeah, you just come out
hey,
and call
Mitch,
him a dumbass.
Mitch, I noticed you've been wearing Yankee caps and Guardians caps. They happen to be playing in the playoffs. I just want to get educated a little.
Educate.
I want to be educated.
Hey, Owen. Owen, you were screaming at us to get out of that break, you know, a couple segments
it's
ago.
Actually pretty quiet.
I want to be educated.
Hey, the marble mouth. Bible Mouth to Crawford County. Send in your paragraphs to us about how bad our radio show is. Let's have some questions.
I want to be educated.
He will educate you. Ain't going to make much sense because they go.
I want to be educated.
Do you feel like
Charlie
he
Brown's
was
teacher?
Was he properly educated by Andrew Berry there? Now, look, I want to be fair to Andrew.
Well, the lesson taught was I have a longstanding policy. I don't talk about that stuff.
We got a longstanding policy.
So to be fair,
it's you.
Oh, to be fair to Andrew, there is no way that was going to go well yesterday.
No.
There's no way he is not going to talk about contracts. He's not going to talk specifically about why they're so bad. We all watch the football.
I mean,
we all see.
They're 2-7. It's not like people are going to line up at the front door and cheer him as he walks
in.
Well,
that's like there are some people going, guys, what did you expect him to say? No, that's guys, it is an entertainment business. That's part of it. Like if I go out there, honestly, Lima, you're a slippery wizard. So you're a little bit different from me. I have gone out here before and turned on the microphone and go, okay, let me have it, because there have been a couple of famous gaffes that I've had in the history of it. Sometimes, buddy, you just got to go out there and give the people what they want in as much of a way as you can. Because, like, there was a, and I love Nate Ulrich. One of the stories that he wrote was Browns fans deserved better answers. And I go, I think I got the answers I wanted. Now, I'll take that and I'll say it. Now, again, Nate's one of the best, and I love the guy. I really do. But I think I got it when he's not answering about Deshaun Watson's future. It's a possibility. Yeah, there's a possibility of a lot of things. There's a possibility with me waking up with my face sewn to the carpet tomorrow. There's a possibility with lots of stuff in the world. Like that doesn't say anything. He told you. Andrew Berry told you without telling you. It's over. Now, and the way Mary Kay said it, it's almost like we're going to have to Bobby Bonilla the contract.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I don't know how you do that.
But I felt like something was missing yesterday from Andrew Berry. So I'll give him that. He can't answer a lot of those questions about contracts. Hold on. I want to get to this.
You're right.
I do think it's important.
Yeah.
I think there's only so much you can do. You're on a losing end of this. The fans are coming after you from every direction because they're seeing a 2-7 team when they were told Super Bowl aspirations. And your quarterback was not delivering. And right now, very, very few are. I think what was missing, Kenny, yesterday was pain. I didn't hear from Andrew Berry pain. I didn't hear that guys, I'm in the same boat you are. We are aggravated. We are fired up. We are going to get this fixed. We know it's going to take hard work and roll up our sleeves.
Not that guy.
And you're exactly right. And I think that's where you lose the fans. And I saw a bunch of people turning on Andrew Berry yesterday. And in the same vein that you do want your GMs to not be over-emotional. You don't want them to make rash decisions. But I'm telling you, in that moment yesterday, a lot of people were listening to that press conference live right here on The Fan. And they were listening to it eventually all over the Odyssey app. They didn't get that feeling that there was pain, regret, emotion. Why isn't it working? What can you do to turn it around? And you lost the buy-in from the fans. And I think yesterday was a watershed.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Day. in the relationship of Andrew Berry, this organization, and a lot of the fans, because it's 2-7 and you got people telling you that it's going to be impossible for this team to dig out of it. And so they looked at the leader, and the leader talked yesterday, and the leader gave them a lot of those answers, of which can't talk
but
about
don't
it.
You see why,
my
Matt,
longstanding policy.
I'm going to convolute this. You know what I'm going to do, but can't you see why I'm really upset when you just kind of poo-poo the whole Paulie Podesta thing? Because I look at him and go, hey, man, you're supposed to be the puppet master in charge of all this stuff, and now I'm being told from you, well, his role is changing, and he's going to be more involved in business. And I'll go, no. You wear this cloak of failure, sir. Even though you might be out there in San Diego or wherever you're at, I have no idea where the guy is at. He only seems to come into town when things are good. You wear this. So you can't just, well, he's in a different role now. No. They made a whole movie about you, buddy boy. You better put it in there as well. Because there is a part where it's like, hey, I kind of feel bad for Andrew in a way. He has to go out there. And I didn't think, you know, him saying, we're going to fix this. He may very well know. He might not be part of the people that fix it. He knows. He's not stupid. He knows about what the NFL is. And he knows that, yeah, he could very well be removed from this. So he's not going to go out there and we're going to fix this and that and the other. Well, you might not get a chance to fix this and that and the other. So he has to remain vague. He's halfway through a year. He knows that he has employees that are going to be coming back. There's some of this stuff that I understand. But there's so much stuff that he can't answer to because it answers for itself. They're 2-7. The only thing I could take from it is when Mary Kay said, well, this team, the collection of talent that they have, it just doesn't feel like a 2-7 football team. Yeah, it feels worse. Feels worse than a 2-7 football team because you're losing to lousy, suck-ass teams with terrible cultures. You lost to the Raiders. The Raiders are firing offensive coordinators. They let Max Crosby run the franchise. They won't trade him. They can't trade him. They're going to extend him. They let him do that. They brought in Christian Wilkins. For what? They're a terrible franchise. You barely beat Jacksonville. They're a terrible franchise. They have not set up Trevor Lawrence for success. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence ain't even that good to begin with. You've lost to the Giants. Do I need to say anything more than that? So if it's not that, then is it coaching? Well, who made Kevin Stefanski fire the offensive coordinator? Because according to you, that was not his choice. And if that wasn't his choice, then who made that decision? Was that the guy out in San Diego who helped make that decision? Was that the guy who had the press conference yesterday? There's only so many.
Was
it the owner? Was it the owner? Would you think that the owner would really step in and go, get rid of Alex Van Pelt? Why? Just because of a whim. Well, why? Well, because we went to the playoffs, but I still need a pound of flesh. You think Jimmy Haslam's going to do that? I don't think he would.
I think we're on the brink of this, and I don't think I'm overstating it.
We're on the brink, all right.
I think we're on the brink of this unraveling. I really do. And it's hard for teams in this situation to dig themselves out of it. And I didn't hear from the GM yesterday that there was a lot of faith, a lot of confidence from that guy talking that they're going to be able to do that.
Exactly.
Explain unraveling to me, though, because that could be several different things in my head.
I think a lot of people already feel it's unraveled, but go ahead.
A front office shakeup. Like, we're talking about coordinators and Dorsey and Bubba Ventrilo. So much bigger than that.
But unraveling to me is not just everyone's gone and we're tearing down to the studs. It means we're going to be sitting in the pit for a while. And I don't want to sit in the pit for a while.
No, you don't have to. He said, now, Andrew Berry did say yesterday something I agreed with, is that that rebuilds in the NFL don't have to be as long as some of the other sports.
Right.
He mentioned the NFL.
That's the one thing.
Do we have that clip?
No other team in NFL history has had this much of a salary cap hit on one contract, though.
That's a good point.
That's the thing that everyone is overshadowing right now.
Well, that's why you're going to find...
When you say we're going to bring in this rookie quarterback or we can go get, you know, Justin Fields or whoever to come in, how do you pay that person? You get roughly $5 million to spend on a different quarterback other than Deshaun Watson next year. And he has to play like a $50 million quarterback for $5 million.
I want to say it's Barry 07, but I'm not sure when he talked about that. No, that's why you're going to draft a quarterback, whether people like it or not. We'll have a lot of people say, well, they're not ready to draft a quarterback. There's so many more things that they need. Mm-hmm. They're going to draft a quarterback. Because that's the only way that these rebuilds don't take that long is when you draft a quarterback and you go on. So, I heard the afternoon guys bickering about Arch Manning and poison pills yesterday and things like that. I go, no, you're taking your poison pill now. Poison pill is right now. Next year, you're going to draft a quarterback, and if that guy sucks, guess what? You're going to draft another quarterback. Look what they're doing in Carolina. They're going to draft another quarterback. Look what they do in a lot of places anymore. If we're not going to develop these guys, if we're not going to give them any time, we're just going to keep going through and drafting these guys. But we have taken TVs used to, think of them like TVs. I always said, I'm sorry, Owen, let me say this real quick. I've always said they're people. They're not products. They're not like a TV where they come off the line. No, they're becoming more and more like TVs because it used to be a piece of furniture. You used to have a person come out and fix the thing because it was so damn expensive and big. Now, oh, TV stopped working? Yeah, I'll just go over to Best Buy and get a new one.
We'll do that. That was your family's only source of entertainment and everyone gathered around it. Now you have a TV and then everyone's on their tablet or their phone or their Switch, whatever. How does Andrew Berry go and get the tablet and the phone and the Switch, which in this case would be better wide receivers, better defensive players, and be able to afford all that when he's got not only the new TV that costs a little less than what it used to, but the other TV's still sitting up there, and we've just put the new TV on top of the old TV.
There you go. And what we're going to do with Deshaun Watson, you see, we're going to take a great big tablecloth, and we're going to put it over him. And then we're going to take a rookie quarterback like Cam Ward, and we're going to put Cam Ward right up on top. And then you won't even notice it.
And kids are going to go, where is my phone that I want to be entertained on that? Well, what can I play?
That's Cedric Tillman and Jerry Jeudy.
They've had Cedric Tillman, and they want a new thing.
We're gonna stage a video and throw the phone right at the TV and explode the whole damn thing. And it'll go viral.
No, you got to go, man, and then you got to punch it.
Oh, darn it.
That one, I think it was a Cowboys loss. Remember that?
I'm mad.
The guy was shirtless in the bedroom, and the girl was filming him. And, I mean, he had a perfect swing. Beat that thing to death. There was one Cowboys fan that unloaded a gun into it. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the – I mean, if we're making all the television analogies we can, that's what it is.
He was a responsible gun owner.
Yeah. What, the guy who unloaded his clip
in his house. He kept it in his house. It
was in the backyard. It was in the backyard. It was the ground. It technically was a good backstop.
Stand your ground laws, man.
As a Cowboy fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.